3 inches wide and about 8 inches long, or maybe 9. And they did nobody use that razor home except him. If you wanted your razor sharpened, and use his razor home, he used it. He didn't allow nobody else to use that but him.
We're talking about that kind of thing. You know, if a farmer wanted to put an edge on his axe, have you ever seen one of these big stones?
Rhinestone.
Right.
And they had two kinds of them. One kind with a crank on it, and one kind that had, if you're real rich, it had pedals on it. You set the straddle of it just like riding a bicycle, and work them pedals and turn that grindstone.
I see.
Sharp axe, and they had a tool that they use in woodwork. They call it foot adz. Long handle, about like an axe handle, and those old timers could take those foot adz and work on a piece of timber, and it looked might near like it'd been through a planer.
What did you call the smaller one that you could hold in your hand and put a fine edge on the blade with?
You mean sharpening?
Right.
Wet rock.
People tell me since I've been here in Arkansas that Arkansas has some real good ones.
Oh yeah. Right? They use a stone. I've got one out here in my garage. I forgot what kind they call it, but it's a real fine stone. And it is fine enough, and you can use it to sharpen a razor. It can be used. There were some of these stones that they use here in Arkansas and other places that you use water on. Now, these grind rocks, grindstones, when you'd be sharpening an axe. Well, they had a trough in under the grindstone, and they'd put water in it. That was to keep from cut down the wear on the grindstone, to keep from getting the axe too hot. Because if you'd heat that metal in that axe, well, you'd ruin the temper on it.
I see.
And it gets hot, in sharpening an axe or any instrument like that, if it gets, you get it hot, it'll soften it. It won't hold the edge.
Well, getting back to your grandparents, on your mother's side, was your grandmother, was she a housewife or?
Yeah, she was a housewife. And she grew up in a family that they had a day set aside for each week to do certain things. Monday was always wash day. They always washed on Monday. And they had a day in the week that they didn't do anything but bake. I can remember when she used to bake her light bread one day a week. And she said that when she was a girl coming up,